Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Wednesday, July 6, 2022. The resumption of the U.S. versus Joshua Schulte CIA alleged leaking trials. But first, as a contrast, yesterday we covered the pretrial conference of Jen Shah, housewife of Salt Lake City. She faces a trial to begin July 18th. She has a cooperator, too. Her cooperator is Stuart Smith, and they want the sealed exhibits to his FTC deposition. Speaking of sealing, last night Inner City Press filed with Judge Furman in the Schulte matter to unseal many of the surprising number of sealed filings in Schulte's civil case. Schulte has a civil case filed from jail about prison conditions, about due process. It's obviously kind of on hold while he does his criminal case, but why are all the filings sealed? We've sought to find out, and I believe that we will. Why do I believe it? We've also had docketed our bid to unseal the financial affidavit of Azokar, a Venezuelan drug trafficker, alleged, in front of Judge Broderick. But today the trial continues, and it seems to be coming to a close, meaning that Judge Furman has asked for proposed jury charges. He's asked for, I don't know how long the defense case is going to be. We're doing it. We're writing a book. You're going to see it soon, watch this space. Also yesterday, during the lull of the Schulte trial, we found two cases strangely connected. One was in the docket, Ben and Jerry's suing Unilever for selling its ice cream on the West Bank. Then upstairs, a man named Masood, who attacked a man in an Israeli flag by the UN, and is charged with a hate crime. He's out. The trial's in next year in February. He wanted to go to Florida for a wedding. Judge Coate turned him down. You can find all of this online. You'll also find our questions to the United Nations. We asked many of them. Yesterday, we asked about these deadly protests cracked down on in Uzbekistan. Now a journalist is missing. But did you know what? UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric never answered the question. Melissa Fleming, the head of media accreditation for the UN, nothing to say about journalists missing in Uzbekistan, nor one banned by her in New York City. See, the UN is corrupt, unaccountable. We're going to put in some questions today about UNDP Kenya. You can find them online. But first, the resumption of U.S. versus Joshua Schulte and the culmination of a book coming your way.